Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There were two major games and two major storylines that came out. I got to say first, on today's games that are later on, I'm feeling really confident that I'm on the opposite side of seemingly all of the public today. I mean, everybody I've talked to since I've come in, right? I've come into work today. I've spoken to Danielle. I've spoken to Pat Boyle. I've spoken to Greg Caserta. And everybody seems to love the Bills tomorrow, or today, I guess. Everybody loves the Bills, and everybody loves the Bucks. Well, I love the Rams, and I love the Chiefs. Something to say about the Chiefs really quick, and we will get into today's games in just a little bit. Yesterday's games, I guess, if you want to call it. Just remember this when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. The narrative of all the things they were bad at early in the year. Mahomes turning the ball over. The defense struggling. That narrative has kind of been broken since week 10. And everybody keeps reminding me how bad the defense has been. How turnover prone Mahomes has been. Yet for some reason we forget that since the end of the year, that narrative has been snapped. Buffalo has won in Kansas City. And they've broken that curse, sure. But there's a lot to remember about how teams are playing lately. The way I like to trend when it comes to NFL divisional weekend and particularly in the NFL playoffs as a whole is the fact that the hot teams are always the ones to ride with. The teams that are playing with the most confidence coming in. The teams that have been playing for something for the longest, the most recently. Look at the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals have been playing for something for the last month. That means something. They're riding a hot wave. If this weekend proved anything to you, it's got to prove that having a bye doesn't really mean that much. It doesn't. In fact, the bye might be a little bit of a detriment. You playing so well all year might actually hurt you because you get cold. You're not playing at your optimal performance level. When you have 2 weeks off, you're just waiting for that game so long and you're just practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing. Well, once the real deal gets here, you're not ready. That first game today, we're all so excited and a lot of people were on Tennessee in that spot. They were, rightfully so. Tennessee seemed to fly under the radar for everybody when it came to them being a one seed. Am I wrong when we had the reaction when the last week of the season ended and you looked at the NFL standings, right? And you saw the Titans as a one seed. Was your reaction also not, the Titans were a one seed? How did the Titans, they somehow slid under the radar and flipped right into to the one seed? I have personally held this mantra for a while. Never bet on the Tennessee Titans. Never have faith in the Tennessee Titans. There are some teams in sports where narratives work no matter who is on the roster, no matter who is coaching them, no matter who is owning them. It doesn't really matter, right? The Tennessee Titans are a team that for years, and this has been years, right? The Tennessee Titans are the team that wins every game they're not supposed to win and loses every game they're supposed to win. Someone please call me and tell me that I'm wrong. Because there's a multitude of evidence for that. And this is another example. Derrick Henry in this game clearly, very obviously, was not ready. Was not ready to come back. Was not even remotely close to 100%. I think saying Derrick Henry was 60% is being generous. Because he was a non-factor. Maybe you want to put him out there as a decoy. That's fine. But he wasn't even a decoy. Because once the Bengals realized that Derrick Henry was essentially ineffective, it meant nothing. Julio Jones and Ryan Tannehill not being able to develop a chemistry throughout the entire season clearly affected them a lot in this game. That Julio trade is going to go down as an awful trade for Tennessee because now it locks them up financially for a very long time. And I don't know how much better Tennessee's getting from here. I don't. Because where do you go from here if you're Tennessee? Ryan Tannehill's job there is to be a game manager, right? Don't turn the ball over, make the easy throws, and let Derrick Henry run for 150 yards. When that's not happening, when their run game is not effective, it doesn't work out there. Because then you had situations like you had today. You have Ryan Tannehill trying to play hero ball, and he's just not that guy. He's trying to squeeze plays in, like the last interception. He's trying to make throws that he is simply just not capable of making. So yes, the narrative stays pat of the Bengals being the hot team coming in that you want to ride with in the postseason. And there are plenty of issues for the Cincinnati Bengals team going forward. But who expected them to get this far? Who really had them winning this game? Not a lot of people did. I'll take credit for it. I did. But not a lot of people did. Tennessee's Cincinnati's the hot team coming in. But Tennessee is one of these flawed situations where sometimes and most of the time and a lot of the time, I can't remember a recent year past where having the bye hasn't screwed some team over. Can you? And when I get to the next game, when I look at Green Bay and San Francisco, I came into this game seeing Jimmy G with the injury problems and seeing the way San Francisco looked where they really tried to lose that game to Dallas so badly last week. I didn't see how Green Bay was losing this game. To the point where when San Francisco ties it on the blocked punt late, I still didn't see how San Francisco was losing this game. I'm sitting in my house saying, I don't know. How is Green Bay going to really lose this football game? And you watch the end of that game. One narrative, coming out of that game, it was funny. I was speaking to Pat Boyle, who's producing the program, inside earlier before the show. And I specifically said to him, because he was riding with the Niners. And I said to him prior to this game, after that first drive, when Rodgers seemingly goes down the field at will, and he's got four connections to Devontae Adams, you're thinking, Adams is going for 120 tonight. Rodgers is going to roll. This has 28-3 written all over it. And I said, were you nervous at that point for your bet? And he was. He was. And what happened? The Packers didn't look the same from a single drive on after that first drive. And I want to say this one thing. And we could ride this narrative all night. We could ride this narrative for an entire segment. I am sick and tired of in November, of in December, of in the postseason, of the Green Bay cold narrative of why that's an advantage for the Packers. I'm sick of it. Because remind me a time of the Green Bay Packers having a significant advantage because of the cold. I remember that infamous cold game from years ago. Do you remember the other Niners-Packers championship game when Colin Kaepernick went into Green Bay? Remember that game was like -3 outside? And they famously asked Kaepernick after that game, how cold is it actually out? And he was like, it's not cold at all. Wearing his short sleeves. Let me remind you a similar thing about that game. 49ers also won that football game. And the narrative that's gone on for years of don't let Green Bay get the home game. Don't let Green Bay get the one seed because if that playoffs has to run through Green Bay, ooh, that cold weather, it's a significant advantage for Green Bay. It's not. When has it been a significant advantage for Green Bay? Can you give me a time when Green Bay has seemingly run through the playoffs? We give Aaron Rodgers this credit like he's gone to 4, 5, 6, 7 Super Bowls year after year after year. He simply hasn't. He's been to one. So when I hear every year the Green Bay narrative of you don't want to go through Lambeau, that cold weather. Listen, that narrative worked in the 1950s and the 1960s. You know, the frozen tundra. Maybe even the 70s. Before free agency was introduced, that narrative worked. It did. Because you know what? If you were drafted to the Green Bay Packers, you spent your entire career in Green Bay. So by year three, year four, you're used to the cold. You moved your family there. You spent all months of the year in Green Bay. You dealt with the cold. And if you played for the Miami Dolphins, same thing, right? You lived in Miami. You started your family in Miami. You lived year-round in Miami. That was the thing. You were used to the warm humidity. If you played for San Francisco, if you played for Dallas, this narrative works for all those teams. But I'm sorry, now, when free agency exists, and I've got 15 guys on the Packers roster that didn't even play in Green Bay, I played in a warm weather climate last year. Guys are moving across the league left and right year after year. There's trades, there's free agency, there's drafting. That narrative doesn't play for me anymore. It just doesn't. Maybe 50 years ago, I believed you. Maybe 50 years ago, I hung on and said, yeah, they're not used to the cold. Now, you could have been playing in a cold in Buffalo one year. You're playing in New England another year. You're playing in Green Bay the next year. Then you're playing in Frisco, Dallas, and you're back to Green Bay. Because free agency has these guys moving around the league, especially the non-quarterbacks, the non-receivers, the non-running backs. Guys without long-term deals in this league, majority of this league, guys, majority of the NFL is full of guys that are on 1-2 year deals and just bouncing around the league, making the money where they can. That's how the majority of NFL works out. It just is. So this narrative that Green Bay needs the home field advantage does mean something. You want your crowd behind you. You want to be in your locker rooms. You want to eat a home-cooked meal that your wife made the night before. Sure, I'll live with that. You want to sleep in your own bed the night before. I get that. I understand that. I see the significance there. But this narrative now, and by the way, with the way NFL teams are treated now, where they're charted everywhere on these giant planes, and they're given meals in their hotels, and they can only be in 5-star hotels, and they can get massages prior. The narrative of these guys are not staying in a. I don't want to disparage a hotel, but these guys are not staying in bad hotels. They're not, okay? They're treated like kings and queens or kings. So the narrative that, again, I've heard this narrative for, well, I haven't personally heard it, but my entire life it's been heard of. Oh, you don't want to go into Green Bay. In the postseason, you don't want to give Green Bay home field advantage. You don't want to have teams go into Green Bay. And whenever they play a warm weather team, oh, you get it even more. We had it a week with San Francisco. Oh, San Francisco going into the cold weather, it's going to be a problem for them. All week we had it, right? Can I remind you of a little bias that Giants fans are all over? The Giants won 2 playoff games in Green Bay in the cold. You've seen it yourself. When does Aaron Rodgers gets this credit of being a great quarterback? And he is an all-time great quarterback, don't get me wrong. But I'm sorry. Peyton Manning gets, every time you talk about Peyton Manning's career, right? It's always, oh, great regular season. We always refer to Peyton Manning as the greatest regular season quarterback of all time, right? But he always fell apart in the postseason. That's always the narrative we hear. Peyton Manning always fell apart in the postseason. Well, I remember Peyton Manning getting a lot further in his postseason career than Aaron Rodgers seems to. When is Aaron Rodgers going to consistent NFC championship games? And when he's there, when is he ever impressing? It's not that hard to fade Aaron Rodgers in the postseason. Now, it's hard to do when you're analyzing the game prior. But may I remind you, year after year after year after year, the Packers don't put up these convincing performances. They don't in the postseason. The old days of the frozen tundra, right? Going into Green Bay and having to do it. It's a problem for both teams. Both teams are extremely cold going in. So I'm sick and tired of hearing that narrative. I'm sick and tired of hearing you don't want to have to go play in Green Bay because of the cold. Never again am I giving them credit for that. I'm not. As far as I'm concerned, It's funny. You could have asked me 2 weeks ago whether or not Rodgers would have been back in Green Bay. And 2 weeks ago, I was fairly confident he'd be back. I thought the way the season ended, they were going to go on a nice long playoff run, and there'd be a very good chance that Aaron Rodgers was going to find himself back in Green Bay. That narrative had kind of changed from the preseason. When I watch it now, when I look at the way that game ended, when I look at his comments post-game, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if Aaron Rodgers left. I wouldn't. And I've got the perfect destination for him, too. But I'm sorry, guys. When I'm looking at these postseason narratives that we run every single year, we're going to have later on in the show the prop queen, Ariel Epstein from Yahoo Sports, who really is just a gambling expert, if I can call one, okay? She'll join the show later on. And me and her went over both in the discussion that it's pre-recorded, if I can lift the curtain a little bit. I hate radio hosts who act like their interviews at the overnight are going on at 4 o'clock in the morning and you had someone live on. You didn't. It's mostly recorded, guys. But again, we both went over the narrative that it seems that every year we come up with these consistent narratives throughout the NFL. And when we discuss playoff games, right, and the lines and stuff, we always have these same constant narratives we always build off of and use as crutches, right? Oh, you don't want to have to go to Green Bay and play in the cold. Yeah, well, in the regular season, we always go with the West Coast to the East Coast narrative and the 1 o'clock game, right? We love that narrative. When in reality, if you look at the stats against the spread, the West Coast teams are actually now above 500 in those games. But whatever, let's ignore that, right? And I'm pretty sure when I'm at Green Bay in cold weather playoff games since 2010, they're well under 500 in those games. But we still continue to use those narratives, right? Heck, I remember in August, when I started hosting on this radio station, I was the guy that told all of you guys that Daniel Jones stinks and the Giants would stink. And again, by August, we all have the same narrative at the fan, right? Giants could be a playoff team, right? We love that. Every September, we have that narrative locked up and ready to go. We stick with these consistent narratives every single NFL season, and they continue to prove us wrong every single NFL season. So I am sick and tired of hearing cold weather team and Green Bay. Do you know when I have to go into Green Bay? No. It's been proven you kind of want to go into Green Bay. It may be a good thing to go into Green Bay because the cold affects the Packers just as much as it affects you. I am uber excited for the games later on today. Breaking down Tennessee, which might be the biggest fraudulent franchise in all of sports. Because again, like I said before too with Tennessee, tell me I'm wrong. The Tennessee Titans lose every game they're supposed to win and win every game they're supposed to lose in the history of their franchise. I have never seen it. I will never, ever, 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 ever bet on the Tennessee Titans. My money will never go. You know what? All these betting sites that you're now, that everyone's, I'm sure, using now legally, right? They're all giving out those free bets lately, right? Free $50 bet, match promo, risk-free, all that, right? I wouldn't even use a risk-free bet on the Tennessee Titans because they never cover, ever, in whatever direction you need them to cover in. But boy, oh boy, do we have a doozy of a championship weekend ahead, and do we have a doozy of a Super Bowl ahead of us? Because I don't see a bet. What's the least matchup you want right now? Is it Cincinnati, San Francisco? And I can come up with 8 storylines of why that's a great matchup.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.